I am here outside the first mayoral debate with Naomi Jaffe from Justice for Domeek. And you're holding a sign. And what did that sign say?
Well, we have three different signs. One says justice for Edson, meaning Edson Thevenin, who was shot by Troy police in 2016. The other one says Mayor Madden and cover up or resign. That's in relationship to the cover up that the city and the police department have had an effect now for since 2016 about the killing of Edson Thevenin. And the third one says no panic defense for killer cops.
That's the one that I want to go a little bit further into right now. What does that sign mean? Can you explain that to me?
Well, the latest piece of cover up is that after two very careful investigations that showed that Sergeant French, who killed Edson Thevenin, was completely unjustified and jumped out shooting at an innocent person through a windshield. Two investigations showed that, and because the city of Troy didn't like the conclusions of that investigation, they paid our good taxpayer money to find somebody that would give them a different conclusion that they liked better. And that, it just came out that the second investigation was hidden, and now this third report is also hidden that the city of Troy paid for and says discredits the earlier reports. That secret report, a leak from that secret report, indicates that what the city of Troy thinks discredits the investigations that show complete malfeasance on the part of the police department in the cover-up and French on the part of killing Edson Thevenin. What the city of Troy thinks excuses that, apparently, is a psychological defense that shows that Sergeant French, or any police officer who does anything, who kills anybody, can claim existential panic. That is, can claim that they were terrified for their lives, even though they shot someone who was completely innocent, completely unarmed, and not moving toward them at the time, and get off. And the second thing that this apparent psychological defense is supposed to show is that police officers can lose their memory in moments of stress, and therefore nothing that they say can be considered a lie because they've forgotten. So we are here to say that that is not a defense for police officers shooting innocent people, because under that defense, any police officer can shoot anybody, and we're not having it.
Thank you, Naomi. So with that, what can, at this mayoral debate, the questions have already been submitted yesterday, but what would you like to see happen or addressed here today?
We'd like to see the mayoral candidates address what they're going to do retrospectively about Edson Thevenin, about the cover-up of the murder of Edson Thevenin, and what they're going to do prospectively about making sure that police officers stop shooting our children in our neighborhoods.
And as the organization Justice for Domeek, who has also been showing up for Edson Thevenin, how can they engage in this topic now?
We are going to continue to show up at wherever the mayor is and wherever the city council is, and we will put out the word so that people can come and join us. We really would like people from all over the Capital District to make it known that it is unacceptable for police officers to shoot innocent people and then the city to cover it up. Sergeant French is still on the streets of our city. We do not want him in our neighborhoods. So we want people to join us in these demonstrations. We really believe that on the street is the place where we can make the most difference here. It's not clear that any of these mayoral candidates are going to do anything different unless we really push them to do it. And the same with our city council. We really have to, as residents of the city of Troy and of the Capital District, we have to be on the street to demand a change. Otherwise, it's not going to happen.
Now, we recently on the Hudson Mohawk magazine spoke with Edson Thevenin's mother, Gertha DePass, and in that interview, she called for the firing of Sergeant French. Now, how can we provide more pressure as activists in that call?
We, as Justice for Domeek, are calling for the firing of Sergeant French and also for the firing of Police Officer Eiler, who shot Domeek McDonald, who fortunately survived. That was in the following year, 2017. Again, street pressure is the strongest weapon that we have. Pressure to change the culture of this city and this country, to change the culture that says that police officers can shoot innocent people and get away with it. So that really, it really has to come from an uprising of people, of ordinary residents, being visible physically visible and physically heard anywhere where our officials congregate. It's not clear at this point that there's anybody to vote for in this structure that's going to change it unless we put ongoing pressure on them, ongoing visible pressure on them.
Now, in New York City, the officer that shot and killed Eric Gardner was finally fired. Does that process, or do activists look at sort of how that case played out as a model, or is it just way too different?
No, it's not very different. It took a long time and a huge amount of pressure, and it's New York City. In some ways, it shows that the culture is changing very, very slowly, very, very painfully, very little, very late. For example, in the case of Eric Garner, the only person that's in prison in relationship to the case of Eric Garner is the person that exposed the killing of Eric Garner via video. So it'd be better if that cop was in prison, but there is a little bit of change happening slowly. We need it to be more and faster and to spread from New York City to the rest of the country. Definitely it's a model.
And bringing it back to Troy, our city council recently saw this leaked document that you talked about earlier. What is your message to the council members that have already spoken out publicly about that memo?
The council members have to not accept that the panic defense. The council members have to speak out in a way that will prevent this from happening again. If the council members look at this document and say it's legitimate, that the defense, that a psychological defense is legitimate, they are saying that it's fine for cops to come into our neighborhoods and shoot the next kid. So we really need a change on the part of the council members who do not seem to have taken the side of the people of Troy in relationship to this secret document.
Naomi Jaffe, is there anything else that you want to add today?
We are outraged and angry, and we've been outraged and angry. This is like the fifth or sixth cover-up of this cold-blooded murder. If you read those investigations, you will see that Sergeant French chased after Edson Thevenin to kill him, jumped out of his car and shot through his windshield, jumped in front of Edson Thevenin's car as Edson Thevenin was trying to leave the scene, not trying to aggress against Sergeant French. So what I want to say is that everyone who cares about justice and people's lives needs to be as angry and as outraged as we are.
Thank you very much.